Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Tony Schenk, president of Enabling Technologies, and we have a brand new Braille embosser right in front of us. Tony, welcome back to Blind Bargains.
Oh, thank you very much.
This is the Phoenix. Why don't we go ahead and tell us a little bit about this?
Well, the Phoenix is really our ninth generation of Braille embosser. We've been in business as of this week, actually, 40 years.
And wow.
The Phoenix is the world's first multifunction embosser.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it combines within both a high-quality Braille embossing head and a very high-resolution tactile graphic embossing head. Typically, with embosser graphics, you usually had to compromise one of those two things, either the quality of your Braille to get a high-resolution graphic,
right,
or go with the low Braille dots to get, you know, that done, or if you're using, you know, a typical embossed dot, it will have a higher res, or a lower resolution, I should say, on the graphics that you can produce. Our embossers have done graphics since the mid-80s, actually, almost all of them.
Right.
So this allows you to produce good quality, readable Braille, and also have high-density charts and graphs and that sort of thing, all from one machine.
All right. Let's maybe, before we do an example, kind of describe how this sits here and what would be the dimensions of this?
Well, the machine is roughly about 24 pounds, a little lighter.
Okay.
And unlike our other embossers, it's actually rear-fed, so the Braille and graphics come out the front of the machine.
It is tractor-fed.
Yes, it's a tractor-fed device. It embosses at about 50 to 60 characters per second. It is single-sided.
Okay.
And it's, unlike our other machines, controlled by a simple control panel.
There's some buttons here on the front.
Yes, one of them is the on-off line button. The other is sets top of form, and the other is the form feed.
Okay.
Very simple controls. The bulk of the controls done from the Firebird software suite that comes with the machine.
Okay.
It's a full suite of tools that allows you not only to configure what the keypad used to do on our other machines,
right,
characters per line, lines per page, that sort of thing. But it also comes with a Firebird transcriber, which is a full-featured Braille translator.
Right.
And the Firebird graphics editor, which will let you take JPEGs or BMPs and with a few keystrokes, translate them into a printable tactile graphic.
Sure. What is the engine powering the translator?
Actually, it's our own proprietary translator. It's no one else's. We created our own with the software suite. And
they can still use it with Duxbury.
Absolutely. It is fully compatible with Duxbury and the other brands on the market. But this particular translator, though, has a unique feature. It allows you to put the print on the left side and the translated Braille on the right. You can see the two simultaneously.
Oh, okay.
And then you can just integrate them into the graphics editor if you're going to use the output to, say, label something. You know, you can translate your labels.
Okay.
Very unique design. Very sleek design. We've tried to put 90-degree bends in the paper path, both coming in and out, to help reduce the noise. Now, this particular unit is our first prototype, so...
Sure. USB... Is that serial port
still? It has a serial port. And an Ethernet port.
Yeah,
the serial port is there because a lot of note takers still offer serial communication.
Okay.
That's the only reason we did that. Serials are not really that useful.
But you do have direct Ethernet capability if you want, along with USB.
That is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, let's see this thing go.
Certainly.
I assume this is a test page or test mode.
Yes, yes. This is the high-resolution graphics embossing.
So that's going to go... How long would it take for a page of
this
a high
This will take a while. It depends on the density of the graphic. But this does take a couple of minutes to print out.
But that's going, I believe, else to, what, 25 dots per inch somewhere?
Yes. The resolution is 25 dots per inch. And we have a full page just to show it off of pie charts, line charts, graphs.
Sure. So this is a prototype model. Do you have a price yet or a date this might be shipping?
Yep. $4,995 is the suggested retail price. We're looking to start shipping in the spring.
Okay.
So taking probably around April or May.
Taking pre-orders now, or?
Yes.
Also, while we're waiting for this to print, with the latest release of Duxbury 11.1, that means the Transcend SE, which we talked about last year, here that would now be fully usable.
Yes, we're quite excited about that. We have been shipping since June of last year, but it was a beta version.
Right.
So we're quite happy to have the full release of 11.1 now, and the Transcend SE is a very easy-to-use print and braille solution. Many of our customers who already own our embossers simply need to add the Transcend software module and upgrade to 11.1 to add print,
right.
Well, and they also need an Epson ink printer, but that would let you add print or large print and braille capability.
Right. We're still going here with this. This is a very, very high res printer or image here. So we go up to 11.5, basically by 11. Or paper.
Yeah, that's correct. 11 by 11 is tractor, and a half is the largest
fed.
Size. You can use smaller size paper
sure.
if you want.
Just tractor fed, or can you do single sheets? Or
no, this one's just tractor drive.
Right.
We'll probably offer a model with our single sheet tractor on it, but
right. So you made a braille printer in 1971.
That's when we originated. Yes, we actually made the very first commercially available braille embosser on the market.
Wow.
And in 1971, the product we produced was called the BD3. It was a 3-character-per-second embosser. But, you know, it ultimately led to our LED120, which was one of our most popular machines. We sold hundreds of those. And
how fast was that?
120 characters per second.
Yeah, back when did that come out?
That was in the early 70s.
Right.
And
so for production now, is that kind of like how the printing press changed print?
Exactly, and it also was a fully functional terminal device, so it could be used as a terminal on a mainframe computer. A lot of programmers used the LED120s.
Right.
They were connected up in to wire services, you know, at radio stations and such to print the news.
So before that, you would have, what, the braille plates, or?
Well,
if you want to do a full page, if you
actually,
want to print
braille plates were handmade prior to that. Another product we produced in the late 70s in conjunction with the Library of Congress was our plate embossing device.
Right.
And that's really when high volume production came into the 20th century. You know,
gotcha.
You had computer based translation, and it actually was Duxbury that ran on many computers. And coupled with our LED120, you could print out paper proof copies. And
okay.
then once the corrections were made, you would go to plate on our PED 30 device.
Sure.
And you
wow.
could produce at that point as many copies as you wanted.
Wow. So what happened? The picture's done? Or?
Picture is done.
How do
see.
I get the. Do you have to feed out the rest of the page?
Yeah,
or?
I'll feed the rest out here.
All comes up. Oh, down there.
Comes out the front,
okay.
which is unlike a lot of our machines.
So
most of them are front feed coming out the
rear. Dots on a braille. Graphic, yeah, are definitely going to be a lot tinier, but you fit 25 dots per inch, and you still can have braille along with it.
Yes.
The braille there is not going to look as crisp as, the braille.
Right, it will be smaller when you're in that higher resolution mode.
Yeah, like you said, there's that trade-off, but
yep.
you can do both.
The advantage here is that the literary materials in your documents will be high quality, our Romeo-grade dot, actually. It's the same size dot as our Romeo braillers make, which is larger than most Interpoint dots.
Right, with a braille would be a lot easier to read. We have this is like a line graph and a whole bunch of other
yep.
graphical things here. There's a pie chart like you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
and the lines are on all different angles.
Yep. With a higher resolution, you could get smoother circular embossing.
Can a totally blind person successfully print out graphics unassisted?
Yes, you could with our software. It is a matter of mastering what the filters in it can do, but yes.
Okay.
It would be a little difficult to change and edit some
right.
of the braille
of
labeling because there's no way to really know
okay.
for placement, but...
But it is possible.
But it is possible.
Here's your text.
Here's the text.
There's your much... Yeah, you're definitely your typical braille. You have the low-res graphics, which is basically...
The same as we can do on a Romeo.
Yeah,
now,
when you just compress you compress the dot pitch between the...
Exactly. It's about 16 dots per inch.
Right. That's yeah. we've been seeing in braille printers for...
For decades, really.
Yeah, I mean, any braille printer can do that. And
yep. Our first Romeos that we produced in the mid-80s, back in 1985, actually could do this same level of graphics. So,
wow. So there you go. Is that, what does that say on the tile? Is it enabling? Or?
Well, that's actually a scroll of our Phoenix logo.
Oh,
it's a
okay.
script.
Got
print
you.
Relief of the name Phoenix.
Introducing Phoenix. I'm reading one-handed. The world's first, like you said, the world's first multifunction Braille and tactile graphics. Yeah, it's a lot harder to read with one hand when you're trying to hold a recorder.
Yes.
So there you go. It's the
multi-challenge you are.
It's the Phoenix from enabling technology. If people want to get more information, how can they do that?
Well, you could call us on our toll-free 800 number at 800-777-3687. Mm-hmm. Or visit us on the web at www.brailler, that's BRAILLER.com.
All right, Tony, thank you so much once again.
Thanks again.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long,